Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
Oh, get me an Alaska duck fart.
Cheers. Off at Chimova.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Mark.
Evening, Mark.
How are we doing?
Yeah, me and Rob were proper in unison then.
Hey, go on.
You know what day is today, don't you?
I do.
Friday.
It's Friday. Anyway. Yes.
It's a certain person's birthday, isn't it?
Should we do the bumps?
Shall we?
Shall we?
We ain't got time to
How many bumps is it?
We ain't got time to do that, man.
How many bumps is it this time?
42.
42.
42.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I don't even get the full song, do I? You're bored already. I don't even get the full song.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, Kirk.
Thank you very much. It is my birthday, and you can take the mickey all you want, but I'm still the second youngest in this pub.
There we are.
Yes,
you are.
What have you not asked that? You not asked that teenager over there.
Second youngest around this table.
Sadly, we've not got him anything.
No.
But we have got something. Somebody sent us something in to try.
Oh,
one of our loyal listeners, Seb.
Oh,
has sent us in a drink.
Oh, God. Did he know it was my birthday?
It's not horrible, is it?
Right, so...
here we go.
It's cold, and it's from a brewery called Twice Brewed.
Oh,
have you heard of them?
I have heard of them, yeah.
It's cold. You see that?
Toxic
called Toxic Juice. It's called Toxic Juice.
Oh, Mark's going to love this.
It's 6.1%, and the flavour is green slime sour.
Oh, yes, I love a sour now.
Now, he also sent... He did actually send a gift in.
Oh,
okay.
We're
a sick bucket.
Just for Rob.
It's not Rob's birthday.
Hey. I know. But you know, because Rob always goes on about...
what's that?
Certain looks sized like glasses that you should drink beer in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, this is a small glass.
Looks like a toilet roll.
Wrapped in paper. Oh, it is actually the Twice Brewed glass.
It is.
And it is...
Oh, is it one of them 3/4 things?
It's a third.
A third of a pint.
It's a third of a pint.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Now, sadly, you won't be getting a third of a pint because it's a 4.40 can.
Yeah.
and now there is something, but we need to try with this before we drink it. But I'm going to open it.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, pour it off the floor.
Yeah. Give us your glass, Rob. I'll give you it. And then, because there's a magic trick to this. Not to pour in it, but.
Is it a green...
I'll go around
top. So for the benefit of the tape, it does look like
green. It is green.
Slime.
Oh, it is very... it is definitely green.
Yeah.
It's definitely green. It looks a luminous green. It's like Shrek water.
Shrek water? Well, is that a thing?
Shrek pee.
It's all over the laptop.
All over the laptop.
Shrek pee.
Right. I just need to try something. Now, I haven't got a UV light, but I put an app on my phone. I don't know if it's going to work, so I'm just going to turn the lights off for a second. Oh. Obviously, you're not going to see this, listeners, but just for effect.
Don't worry about other customers, then.
Yeah, don't mind.
Oh.
That is dark.
It is dark, okay. Is it? Does this work? I don't know if it works or not. It's not working, is it?
I mean, it looks very green.
It does, doesn't
it? Is it meant to glow in dark?
Is it supposed to glow? No.
Not working, is it? Well, yeah, we are UV light. It's
our listeners are going, what is happening?
Yeah.
They don't know what's happening. They're going,
Yeah,
a little bit, yeah.
This is glowing a bit.
The froth?
Yeah.
But actually, under a proper UV light, you see it?
Yeah.
It's like a green slime.
Have you tried some, Rob?
No.
Oh.
No.
Right, so I'll just turn lights back on.
Can't see what
I'm doing. Sally, put lights on.
Can we start with the sniff test?
We can as soon as lights come back on.
Can you put lights off?
Oh, hey. There we are. Right then.
Yes. Yeah, so we're doing the sniff test.
So it's actually called a sour. That's the type of drink.
Oh, okay.
That smells all right.
Smells like kiwi.
Right. So if you're going to do it, have a mouthful.
A mouthful?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's everyone getting from sniff test? I'm getting kiwi.
And then hold it. Hold it in your mouth and have a... Let me know what you think of the taste.
Are we going for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm waiting for reactions.
Oh, I like that.
That's lovely.
I like that.
Mm. I like that.
I like it.
Very sweet as well, isn't it?
I thought it'd be more sour. Like, with it being called toxic.
Yeah.
Mm. I was expecting like maybe
Yeah.
Like, lips to it, my ears, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. The next one might get a bit more sour.
No, I'm okay with that.
It's like a palate cleanser, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
I must admit, like, when, I think I've told you this story before, when I first tried a sour, didn't realise it was a sour and poured it away and was like, that's off. And now I know what a sour is and I've had a few of them. I really like sours.
Yeah.
I really do like them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not something you'd have an afternoon on, are they?
But, no. It's a very refreshing drink, isn't it? Like you just said, like a refresher.
That's lovely, Seb. Thank you.
Thank you, Seb.
Yeah, cheers, Seb.
Yeah,
nice one,
Seb.
Thank you.
Still drinking it.
Feel free if anybody else wants to send us any beer.
Oh, yes.
We will never say no. But talking of friends and loyal listeners, we've had another email.
Oh,
okay. All good.
A really good email.
All right.
I'll just get the email up. And it is from Vicky Dawson.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And she writes, "Hey up, lads. Barnsley lass here. I stumbled across your podcast, and what a find. I've binge-listened to every episode of the over the last couple of weeks. You've got me ready in the morning, you've travelled every journey to work with me, and you've even sent me to sleep when the insomnia's kicked in. Don't worry, I've gone back and picked up to the nodding off point. What a great bunch you are." She goes on. "My close friendship group consists of a bunch of lasses. Most of us went to school together, and a couple of us since the age of two, and we are now nearing a 40-year friendship." That is good, that, isn't it?
Yeah. 40 years, that's good.
"Our other halves call us the reminiscers, as when we're all together, while creating new memories, we're always talking and laughing about old ones. We rip each other to shreds, but no one takes a blind bit of notice or offence. Some cop it worse than others, mind. We hold everything against each other, yet take nothing to heart. We're so petty too. If one of us get a word wrong, we can't allow that to pass. Take the mic, but that word is then staying with that wrong word forever." Sounds like one of us, that
does,
Rob.
Yep.
While some of us might not see each other for months on end, we all have a few nights out and go away, typically once a year. We all had our milestone 40th recently, 2022 to 2023, and we didn't half milk it. Krakow, Ibiza, Butlin's 90s, and an entire 12 months of celebrating.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
We all have beautiful children, we all know each other, and some have formed their own friendships with each other. We might not always see one another weekly or even monthly, but we are there when it matters and pick up just where we left off and have each other's backs. It's just easy. And it works. Above all else, we have so much respect for each other and accept one another's differences with the greatest love. We've all had some difficulties to deal with over the years and have supported one another through some very tough times, but equally, we have had some bloody amazing times and memories I will treasure forever. I feel so blessed to have these amazing people in my life."
Oh.
We need that music. That was Emmerdale theme tune, wasn't it?
BBC Radio 2 did
it. It was Simon Bates music, weren't it?
So that brings me to ask you, what is the recipe for a good friendship? What does friendship look like to you guys? Do we have to constantly be in touch to show we care, or do we just know who will be there for the good, the bad, and all the shenanigans in between? Keep up the amazing podcast. I absolutely love it, and I can't wait for the next ones. You've brought some really important topics to the chat, which I'm sure have helped some of your listeners. I've learned a thing or two along the way as well. Episode 50, I think, is a whole punch. Well, we know it wasn't.
No. Nope.
But it was a good effort, Vicky.
It was very good effort.
She got the toaster one.
Yes.
Best wishes to you all, Vicky D.
Well, that was beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Fantastic.
Right,
lovely.
Well,
that was thanks, Vicky.
Thank you, yeah.
Brilliant. And nice to hear that you've got a fantastic set of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everybody needs a nice set of friends.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
An amazing set of friends.
Yeah. Yeah, you could.
I need to lie down because that's the longest reading I've ever done.
I mean, that
was it. Longest reading.
I thought
longest
you said breathing. I thought you said breathing.
I've ever done. Yeah.
Does raise an important question. What was it again, Mark? What's the recipe for a good friendship?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first one, definitely. And I would say a recipe for a good friendship is loyalty.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you, though, Rob? What do you mean by loyalty? When it comes to a friendship group?
as in just the fact that you, well, that you're loyal to each other, that's obvious.
Yeah.
Just that you, no matter what, you're there for your friends. Mm-hmm. You're there from, as Vicky said, through thick and thin. Doesn't matter what's going on in your lives, doesn't matter what they're going through or what you're going through, you'll always be there for one of the others, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean. You might be having a hard time, but they also might be having a hard time, and you're there for them as much as you are, mm-hmm. or you might need it yourself. Mm-hmm. Because if you're all thinking about the other person or other people of your group, and they're doing the same, then they've got your back whilst you've got their back, yeah. if that makes sense. Yeah. I think that's what I meant by that.
I would say acceptance.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
I think we're all, yep. everybody on the planet is all different. Everybody's different. And you kind of go, well, isn't it weird that how some people are your friends, some people you don't get on with? You know, they say all the time, don't they? If you're in a room of people, there's going to be so many that like you, so many that don't like you, yeah. so many that's different.
That's something I struggle to grasp, that.
What?
You know, and some people don't like you.
Yeah.
And there's like no, almost no seemingly
reason.
No,
yeah,
substance.
No reason. Yeah.
And it's just because some people don't click.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think, you know, you're not a bad person, but some people, like you said, will like you, and some won't, and you'll go, well, why don't they like me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I struggle with that.
And it's nothing to do with, but it's actually nothing to do with you, it's to do with them that
yeah.
they don't like.
Yeah, yeah. It's really
it's their
odd,
problem,
isn't it?
Not your
yeah.
problem.
It is, yeah, but it bothers me more yeah. than it should.
I mean, I think you're right. I mean, a lot of the time, I mean, they said don't judge a book by its cover, but we all do it, don't we? You, yeah. You'll see yeah. somebody in the street or somebody in a room and go, I'm not sure I like you. But
yeah,
then
I'm not
of course,
reading that big red book called the Bible because it's full of made up stories. lo and behold.
But of course, when you get to know people, you go, oh, you know what? I thought he were a bit of a pillock or whatever. And then they end
there's
up.
There's a word I've not heard for a long
then they,
time.
And then they'll be all right. But yeah, you do. You just make, you know, these fleeting things in your head, don't you?
But I do think it comes back to what I've just said about acceptance.
Yeah.
Because actually, we've all got, everybody has got traits, and everyone's got things that might, you know, not gel well with others. And I think when it comes to people not liking you, it's because they can't accept your negatives, if you like, for the want of a better term.
Yeah,
there's something
yeah.
that you do or act or behave that winds them up or that gets their yeah. back up or whatever. Whereas I think that when we talk about the recipe for true friendship, that's what it's about. It's about accepting
yeah.
that the person has their flaws, like you have their flaws, but even though they have their flaws, you accept them.
Yeah.
You accept them that, you know, how many times do we have debates or, you know,
disagreements,
differences of opinion,
yeah. yeah.
or whatever,
yeah. Yeah.
you know, and we could argue with the best of them. We could debate and argue and stuff like that. But we accept that other person is who they are.
Yeah.
And that love never goes. So therefore, it's okay to have a difference of opinion. It's okay to do things different. It's okay to live your life different or whatever, because fundamentally, that's just part of them.
You sometimes have to have a mediator within the group. Sometimes that mediator can change from argument
yeah,
to
yeah,
disagreement,
yeah,
can't
yeah.
it? But there is always a mediator.
Yeah.
I know I used to think, and this is kind of a side note, that I would probably take that to heart, exactly what you just said. Take it to heart that someone might not have liked something about me and therefore wouldn't want to be my friend long term, if you like. Whereas now, at the age I am, that's like, well, that sounds like a you problem, not yeah. my problem. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That probably sounds a yeah. bit arrogant, but that's how we think
it's,
now.
I suppose it's the right way to think, isn't it? Because you can waste too much time on trying to make something that's not meant to be. But like you say, you know, friends, I think friendships are almost formed to some extent accidentally, aren't they? You come together, you know, by consequence of whether you live next to each other, you go to school together, you work together, or you just frequent the same place, and then you end up getting to know somebody, then you realise that there's a familiarity there or something that you respond well to, you know, that bare company, and then you almost yearn having more of that company. And I think that's where it...
What would you define as... what was the question?
The recipe. The
yeah,
recipe
what would you define
friendship.
As the recipe for...
I certainly agree. Well, obviously, both the points that you two made, loyalty and acceptance. And I think it's the unwavering support,
yeah.
I think, is probably, mm-hmm. you know, it's, because like you said, some people have rough times, some people might have more rough times than the next person, but some people are more... well equipped to deal with people that have, I don't know, maybe more emotional issues, you know, and they, yeah, and they can respond well to that. I think Kurt's very good at it. And so I think there are certain things that bring people together, because it might be that what somebody's lacking almost in whether it be confidence or a particular trait the other person makes up for, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And so you bounce off each other.
Yeah.
You carry each other through different scenarios, don't you? But I think, yeah, it's having an unwavering support. But it's weird, because you always think that it's about having a lot in common, but it's not necessarily the case. You just I think you have to have something in common, and then everything else sort of falls into place, doesn't it? Because if we were all exactly the same, we'd be bored to tears with each other, because we'd effectively be sat in the room with ourselves.
Yeah,
and that's why I think our friendship group really works, Mark. Like, just like say, because I've said this before, and I've spoke to you about it before, about we are all very different people, aren't we?
Mm,
We are very, very different people. If you were to speak to us on a one-to-one basis individually, you know, we are very, very, we have different interests to a degree. You know, we have different ways of living our lives.
Yeah.
We have very different jobs to each other.
Yeah.
You know, but I think what gels us is that we all have fundamentally the same morals.
Yeah.
And
what's important to us.
Core beliefs. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And we do have very somewhat similar commonalities as well.
We share commonalities. Yeah. We share interests, absolutely. But I was at a work training thing not so long ago, and there was a guest speaker there that was, you know, talking about different leadership styles and different personality traits. Mm. And you see it all the time, don't you? Like what colour you are or whatever. And it's funny because his...
That sounds like racism to me.
But I'm going to say that. I'm thinking, where's he going here?
No. So he has this thing of called a zookeeper. So as a leader, you know, you're a zookeeper because of these different personality traits.
This sounds like a blog that gets paid a lot of money for saying silly things.
Yeah, very much so. And he put these animals up. So, like, one was a lion, one was a monkey. I think one was, I want to say, dolphin.
Dolphin's one.
And I can't remember what the other one were.
There's a lion, a dolphin. Yeah,
is
dolphin,
it something to do
monkey.
With climbing a tree?
No, that's an education system thing.
Oh, okay.
And it had the traits, the personality traits of each person. And I had this moment where I looked at it was up on the big screen at the front. And I looked at it and I thought, that's why our friendship works. Mm. Because each of us was a different animal.
Yeah.
Each of us was a different animal up on the thing.
What are we?
Like our personalities. I think the other one's an elephant. I'm sure it's dolphin.
I like how that's only just coming to Kirk as Mark was speaking.
Yeah. So, and it's right, because if you were to look at the traits, if it is elephant, for instance.
Really old, big ears.
It's Mark would be the elephant. Rob, you'd be the dolphin.
Okay.
Other Mark is definitely the monkey. I'm the lion. And that's not a case of which animal's better or not better. It's not about that. It's just about the traits and the traits that it carries.
Yeah.
And I just like looked at it all up on the board, and I'm just like, that's it. That's why I instantly thought of us four. Instantly. Yeah. Because I went,
Yeah.
And even though they're all
very distinguishable.
They're
Can
all
you do
as
the
equal.
Dolphin noise, Rob?
Yeah.
No. That's
a woodpecker, isn't it?
Woodpecker, yeah.
No.
Do it again.
No, I don't know.
That sounds like an animal having sex, that what we do later.
What's your recipe then for friendship, Mark?
Well, again, I'm all the things you've just said, but the couple of things I would throw in to add that is that I like my friends to have empathy with me. I mean, I know we all want empathy, but I want to feel that from my friends. You know, instead of them going, if I've had a tough day or whatever, like, I've had a tough, and they go, yeah, whatever. Yeah, so have I. That's not empathy in that sense of the word.
Yeah. Mm. What about you, Kirk?
See, that's why I hunger to Mark for empathy. But and another thing, I also from my friends. Again, we all want this, but me particularly is friends who listen to me.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm a good listener. Because I took the less of all of it, less than all of you, because I'm listening to what you guys are saying. I don't just sit here in silence and drift off. I am listening, and so.
But that would be a quality that would make that makes for a very good friend, isn't it? Someone that can, someone that is not only able to listen, but wants to listen.
Wants to listen.
Absolutely. Everyone needs someone that's you know able to listen and hear what you either need or hear what you're you know. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So what the next bit of the question? I think it was: Do you need to see each other all the time, or what's your thoughts on that when it comes to friendship? Like,
well, seeing less of you is better for me. that's perfect.
Right,
you know,
on cue.
You know what I mean?
Right on cue.
I am joking.
Back in COVID jail for you. I used to think it was hugely important. Mm-hmm. I used to be after you like almost daily or certainly in contact all the time. But as I've gotten older, you realise that you don't have to.
Mm-hmm. No.
And quality time, regardless of how much or little of it there is.
Yeah.
If it's quality, it doesn't matter, does it?
No.
But like,
I would definitely agree with that in the respect that, as we all have, got friends outside of this friendship circle, and I've got a couple.
Are you sure?
I think I am. And it's those that you realise that you don't actually have to see them or even speak to them every week, every month. You know, you can literally speak to them 6 months and you speak to them and it's like you've just not seen them for a few days.
Mm.
But yet you haven't seen each other for months. You know, I saw a friend of mine the other week. We said, let's meet up for a drink. We'd not met up for ages, and literally within an hour, it was like, wow, I'm sure I've got more to say to you. I've not seen you for 6 months. Mm. But yeah, it just, you know, you just fit straight in again. And I think that's when you know that's a really good friend, you know, because she just, you know, you just
clicks back in.
Yeah, just click together again.
Yeah, I certainly don't buy into the whole you've got to see each other all the time, or like how it's measured. Like, you know, if you don't see each other for a certain amount of time, you know, then that means you're not as good friends. Definitely. However, what I will say is, to have a core friendship group or best friends or whatever it is, I do think that something that lets friendship groups down is the amount of effort that's put in to see each other.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes friendship groups can be taken for granted.
Yeah.
That you don't, the effort's not there. And then that another person stops making the effort or whatever. And then it goes 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months without seeing each other.
And then you have to come up with a podcast to get everyone together to start talking to each other.
And fine, you know, that's fine. It doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're not friends. It's not. But then you do have to start then asking yourself the question, well, why don't I want to spend more time with them people? If they're my best friends, then why do I not want to make that effort to see each other more?
Yeah.
And I think that's something that as I get older, I worry about. Mm. I do worry about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I worry about the fact that, you know, how often would you see each other if you didn't make that effort? And then before you know it, you're 60.
Yeah,
you're 60 and you go, bloody hell, I ain't seen Rob for 7 years.
Yeah. Well, that leads into me, actually, a conversation we had. Probably, I reckon, it may have been as much as 2 to 3 months before this podcast started. You sent me a text message.
Yep.
And I remember it basically said,
are you still alive?
It was a little bit more serious in that I feel like we are drifting apart. Mm-hmm. And I genuinely worry for our friendship.
That's what you sent Kirk?
No, that's what Kirk sent me.
Oh, that's what you sent?
Well, yeah. I feel like I should do the Emmerdale music underneath this.
and it was a valid point, because I think I was talking on a very broad scale of friends that they are definitely friends, very good friends that you've known for years. But when you're a very close friend like we are, yes, you do. There is a point where you start to feel like you're becoming disconnected from them.
Mm. Living different lives.
Yeah, living different lives where you're almost going off and doing things with other friends and not with your core that you know.
Drifting apart.
And I remember I wouldn't say I didn't take it well, but I instantly reacted like it was a this needs a phone call immediately.
I know exactly where I were when I sent it.
Really?
I remember the conversation. I know exactly where I were when I sent it.
Yeah, and I rang you immediately, didn't I?
And it was
sorry, had you finished, Rob?
Ish, but go on.
Yeah. So you sent that text to Rob Kirk, yeah. and so were you feeling a bit? How were you feeling at this point then? Because obviously you must have felt that.
Look, without me getting the violins out, that I know. By the way, I've been guilty of it. We're all guilty of it at certain points in our lives and stuff like that, and we've all had us ups and downs, but. I really value friendship. I've had moments in my life when I was younger where I had zero friends. None. No friends at all. And it's a very lonely place to be. It's a very lonely place to be. I've also been in situations where I've let work completely take over my life and felt as though I was completely disconnected from anyone that wasn't at work, you know, and felt as though, and again, it took me to a very lonely, dark place. Mm. And so I hold friendship, as I've got older especially, I hold friendship very, very dear to my heart. Mm. Like, I really, really do. I know I can be rubbish at times of replying to messages, although I think I've got better, you know, but I will always vow and stand by the fact that I will be there no matter what.
Yeah.
For my friends. I will, no matter what that means for me, whether that's picking them up because they've broke down in Lime Station, I think you were at, Mark.
Lime Station.
Yeah, Lime Services.
What is it with you and breaking down? Glenn Aynor again.
I don't even know what he's talking about. Yeah. You need to jog my memory a bit more.
You and Aynor had broke down. Lim, is it? LYMM. Over near Haydock, Warrington Way.
Yeah.
No, we're not broken down. We'd had a car accident.
That's right. Yeah, you'd had a car
accident. That's why I'm having to think.
Crashed into my invisible rock.
Yeah, we'd had an accident on motorway.
Yeah,
somebody had run into back of us and
picking someone up from London
at the last minute
when they got the wrong train.
And these are all just nothingness as far as I'm concerned. They're just what you do for your friends. But what I'm saying is I really hold friendship really, really. I value it. I really do. And I got to a point with Rob, because Rob does live a very busy life. And me and Rob have known each other since we were 12, you know, and being through school together, being through college together, being through a lot together,
yeah,
you know. And it got to the point where we never saw each other, ever. And the thing is, the difference is when, for instance, me and my other Mark, we might not see each other for however long, but we speak pretty much every day on the phone.
Yeah.
If not every day, every other day or whatever it is.
Yeah.
With the likes of yourself, Mark, when we catch up, we do it properly. Mm. As in, like, I go to your house, you come to my house, and we might have 3, 4, 5, 6 hours of catching up and speaking.
Yeah, we do.
Mainly about Disney. But we do. Yeah. Whereas it got to the point with Rob, and this isn't a blame thing. It wasn't coming a message to blame Rob for anything. It was
Rob. Your tech offer.
It was a case of, I felt as though we were drifting apart, that I loved him dearly, like a brother. Mm. And it got to the point where I knew he loved me like a brother, but yet we was living completely separate lives.
Mm.
And sometimes, if you do value it enough, like I said before about making that effort, sometimes you've got to call it out. You've got to go, look, we are being shit.
That's the another important factor in friendship, is being able to be honest with each other.
Yeah.
And like you said, being able to have that conversation without somebody getting lip on and going, well,
yeah.
Sod off.
Almost being able to call someone out.
Yeah, but you, it's never going to be distasteful. It's always going to come from a good place.
Yeah.
You're saying it just for the right reasons, but the person saying it and the person receiving it know that.
Yeah.
Without, you know.
I actually felt as though part of this podcast creation came off the back of that. I'm not saying it was because of that, but it certainly was an element of, we need to see each other more. Mm-hmm. And I know that when you sent me that message and I called you up immediately, and we had a conversation, I think I even got a bit emotional.
Yeah.
And we dealt with it and said, right, okay, let's get a date straight away in the diary. Mm-hmm. And that was
Then you put fresh mascara on.
Yeah. Of course. Anything for Kirk.
I do want to say at this point that we are due another day out or night out or something.
Oh, we definitely are.
You know, I know we're talking about this now, and we say about, you know, this has become a great vessel, if you like, for us to spend time together and talk and whatever, but it's over a podcast, isn't it? And it's, even though it's great because we're in each other's company and all we're doing is press and record, I suppose, doing something outside of that as well. I think it further, you know.
You know what I'd like us to do?
Go on.
I'd like us to go to an escape room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like us to do an escape room, and then I'd like us to go from that escape room and go to the comedy club in Sheffield.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was something I didn't tell you on the previous episode. When we went to Ben El Medina, we went to an escape room.
Oh, I love them.
And it was... my understanding is it's slightly different to the escape rooms that you're talking about, because this was called Prison Island, and there was loads of different rooms, and you could go in any room you wanted. You didn't get locked. You weren't sort of locked in, but the game shut down, and so you go in when you scanned the barcode. You went into a room and you did a puzzle, and the light went green. That was the start of the game, and then when you were out of time, it went red, and that was it. Game over. Then you were out, and it logged all your things, so you could get. But we were no good. I got one arm, obviously.
Yeah.
Helen had bust a... I know I'm digressing. Ellen had bust a foot. So she... And there were one at rooms. We had to go in. And the first thing, Darcy climbed in. And as soon as she touched the floor, it was game over. We didn't realise. It was one of those. And it was like a rail that went outside. Yeah. And you had to climb around it. We couldn't do it. Ellen couldn't do it because she couldn't balance on her feet to go around the wall. And I'd only got one arm. Anyway.
You do know, Mark, before you went in this, they're looking at you going with one arm and bad form. They're going, well, this is easy money. They'll be out in 2 minutes.
Well, there was another one where we were talking about traits and stuff. There were one and it were like a musical puzzle. And there were buttons on the wall that lit up in time with the music that were playing, like a nursery rhyme sort of thing. And you'd have to. I walked in. Obviously, didn't read the instructions. I'm like, that button, bump, 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 bump. You know, but
listen,
exactly.
You know what? I'd love to see just you, Mark, and you, Rob, in just you two in one room.
Yeah,
he's not reading instructions. You've got the manual out.
Can you imagine me and you two? Maze?
Oh my god,
it's brilliant!
It'd be brilliant. Yeah. You'd be so ripping each other's heads off.
We need to get a date in the diary for that.
Yeah, we absolutely do. I've got a question for you. How do you guys differentiate a friend from an acquaintance?
Good question.
An acquaintance is somebody who I would ask how they are and say hello. A friend is somebody who I'd share some of my deepest, I won't say secrets, but
feelings,
things that hold closer to my heart. That's the difference. You wouldn't start, you know, blurting out your health history to, you know, somebody who you see in a pub once a month.
I think it's almost, for me, it's almost like three levels. So I know what you're getting at. And I think the word acquaintance, when you use the word acquaintance, I think what pops into my head, maybe Mark, based on what he's just answered.
Do you mean casual friend, maybe?
Yeah, someone that you might see once a month, or someone that you know the name or whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas I think, for me, there's acquaintances, people that you know, people that you'd say hello to in the street, maybe stop and speak to them for 5 minutes, how are you, how's the family, sort of thing. Then on the top level, on the other level, you've got your best friends.
Yeah.
Your people that you dearly, what I would say the difference is there, you love them, as in like, you can't imagine your life without them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think there's the people in between that are friends.
Yeah.
People that you would consider as friends, people that you might invite to a party or might invite to a wedding or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But you might not see them / even maybe think about them for 2 or 3 months.
Yeah. Yes. They'd be invited at night, do, but not the day, do.
Yeah, well, Yeah, but I think that's what you kind of maybe getting at, isn't it? That difference between, not necessarily acquaintances, but that difference between the people that you can't imagine your life without.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the people that you would still consider a friend, of course, but
you haven't got the number.
Because you have friends on different levels, don't you, for different things.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know, you know, like certain things, you go to one friend because you go, well, I know I could talk to them because they're more in touch with regards to talking about that thing.
You know how to get DMX working with virtual DJ.
But I'll tell you something, not someone I'd go to if I want sex advice.
Well, that's a very good point. That's exactly another point. Yeah. You know what I mean? If I need to talk about, say, music or disco stuff, I wouldn't come to either of you. No. I'd go to Mark.
Yeah.
But if I wanted to know about, say, video stuff or photography, I'd go to. What'd I go to? I'd go to you, Rob. You know what I mean?
What would you come to me for?
For everything else.
When you don't want to be judged for something.
No, I've done something and I'm not so sure I should tell anybody.
I need an alibi.
You can tell me.
I need an alibi.
I don't need alibis. No, I come to you for everything else. Oh, yeah, but seriously, I come to you for more personal stuff. More, yeah. you do you know what I mean? More, you know, more emotional stuff. I mean, Rob can be emotional, but, you know, he's busy. That's trouble.
He's very busy.
No. I don't know how I differentiate between, but one way I can is that there's certain people that I wouldn't, that I'd be like, oh, if they came to see me in Nativity, then great. If they don't, fair enough. But then there's other people that I'd be like, no, I really want them to come. And if they didn't come, I'd be upset. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's just one example. It could be anything that I do that I'm passionate about, that if I was involved in it and I really want them to see, because I want them to see what I've been working on, If I care that much about them, then they are definitely a friend. Whereas if I don't mind whether they come or not for their own benefit, that then they are a friend / verging on acquaintance.
But anyway, there is something we need to figure out how we're going to do it though.
What's that?
Well, I'm two goals in and I'm one short of a hat trick.
Hmm.
What?
I'm two goals in and I'm one short of a hat trick.
Is this a code for something?
Rob, who were your best man?
You.
Mark, who were your best man?
You.
Yeah?
I'm one short of my hat trick, mate, so I need you to get married again.
Well, Ethan were my best man.
Which is great, absolutely fine, but it's not me. So I need me hat trick.
Oh, hello. You can't be best man for everyone.
Why not?
We weren't even his bloody wedding, let alone being your best man.
I didn't even know you got married.
We still need a statue.
I mean,
it
was during COVID, so there are a lot more stipulations against it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So there was another part of that question. What was it?
Oh, he's closed his phone now.
You're trying to catch me out. I think it's a hole punch.
not that bit.
Do we have to constantly search? No, do we just know we're there for the good, the bad, and all the in-between shenanigans? That's it, isn't it?
Was it to do with not seeing friends?
Yeah, we discussed that. Do you have to see each other all the time? Which we have pretty much addressed, haven't we?
Yeah. I think to kind of wrap that situation, I think we are a great friendship group, and I think we're a good example of a good friendship group, and I'm sure there's lots of groups that are very much like us, and I think fundamentally it's about having enough differences to keep each other interested, with enough similarities that you get on, fundamentally get on, and then trust. I think that trust in that loyalty, that trust to know that you can say things, and we rip the piss out of each other all the time.
Yeah.
All the time, don't we, Mark?
Yes.
You know, but having that ability of being able to take it on the chin, laugh about it, and move on.
Yeah.
And I love you all.
Yeah, I love you all.
And I love you all.
I've got a good challenge for you.
Mark, just before you do the challenge, can I just, what we're talking about, friendships and stuff. I mean, because of my lifestyle, I don't get to see you guys much, and I don't get to see my other friends, you know, because of how I choose to live and work, you know. So like, I'm free, as you know, generally Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, when you guys are all at work, and then weekends when majority are all free, and
we're at home finishing our sentences.
You know, over the years, because obviously I've done this from when I was 18, I've always done this. So over the years, my friendship circles, if you like, have suffered. You know, and my lifestyle suffers.
Well, they will. They're going through. You've been through the Ice Age,
the Great Depression, the Blitz.
Come on, carry on.
Sorry.
I think it's taken its toll over the years, even my friendships and stuff. You know, and it's sometimes I feel that I feel a bit sad about that. You know, I mean, it's good that I've got you guys, and I've got other friends. You know, I've got my Abbey National, you know, guys that I used to work with, and we still keep in touch. But again, it's sometimes that's awkward, because when they're free, I'm not, and you know, and that's hard to meet up. But also another thing, while we're talking about friendships and stuff, and I don't know, we've not discussed it much, is obviously, you know, my wife Aina, she has literally one friend, but you know, she has no family. So when we're talking about friendship, I always look at Aina and think that she has just one friend, and she doesn't see her very often. And, you know, and I feel, you know, and I've got to really be there for her a lot of the time, because she has no family here, not none at all, and she has one friend. And because obviously she's Filipina, it's she wants to see other Filipinas. Like, it'd be like if I went Philippines, I'd want to see some English people.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? As much as I'd get on with them. So I know we're talking about our friendship, but I just, when I think about that, I always think about my wife being, you know, sort of lonely sometimes, if you know what I mean, in from a friendship point of view.
I think also as well, time in general, sometimes you have got like the outer friendship circles that you have, and it always seems to be funerals.
Yeah.
It's not an event.
Yeah.
But at funerals where you see family and friends that you don't see often enough, and you go, oh, we always say this at these times, don't we, that we should see each other more. We should really go for that drink, shouldn't we? And you never do.
And that's why I was saying earlier about making the effort.
Yeah.
And then eventually you've got to start asking yourself the question, why have I not made time for that?
Yeah.
Why have I not made time for that person?
Absolutely.
Do they want to be cremated? Do they want to be buried?
I tell you what,
I'm going to say it's a little bit late. If you're at the funeral, you can't. That's not really the time to start making decisions. Is he going in the hole, or we're sticking him in this big oven?
You need to get better at, Mark.
Yes, I will. Tell me.
The phone. Being on the phone.
What, talking?
Honestly,
I know exactly what you're about to say.
So literally,
are you talking about texting or phoning?
No, phoning.
I don't like phones.
So literally, I'll be like, do you know what? I haven't spoke to Mark in ages. Like, might be, you know, however long it's been, I haven't spoke to him in ages. I'll ring him and see if he's all right. Right?
And I couldn't even tell you what the answer's going to be.
I'll do my thing where I'll make a lot of phone calls while I'm driving, because obviously, you know. And
you're bored.
I tell you what, let's do a phone call, Mark. Phone me, I'm Mark.
All right. So I'm ringing, phone's ringing, ring.
Hello.
Hey, mate.
Hey, mate, what can I do for you?
Oh, nothing. I was just ringing to see if you're all right.
Oh, you don't need anything? Oh, no?
No, mate. No, I was just ringing to see how you were doing.
All right. Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine, mate. Yeah. Oh. You?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. Yeah, I'm just on my way back from work.
Good. Is that it?
Bob answers phones like me.
Yes, mate. Yeah.
That's how it goes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. You're all right. Yeah. What can I do you for? Just ringing up for a catch-up. Oh,
that's very nice.
It's very nice of you.
That's me.
Can I schedule you in for tomorrow at 2:30? I'm just counting
my tins in my cupboard.
I
don't like phone calls.
Right, on that, I've got a game here, and it's called How Well Do You Know Me?
Is
this the Donald...
No, we're putting it all on the line now, Vicky.
Is this the Donald Trump version?
No.
Is it like the cards?
No. Right, so we're probably not going to play this properly, because for the benefit of this, for the podcast, and making it something like entertaining.
Well, I'm going to say, I'm looking at it, you haven't actually opened it yet, so and you've definitely not read the instructions.
You read them.
And I've changed rules.
I'm going to say
player one is the last person to sit down, and that will be me.
Right.
I think what we'll do it in age order.
youngest, oldest, or last? Oldest, youngest,
I think. I don't know why, I'm a traditionalist when it comes to... Although it won't be oldest to youngest. We'll just start with the oldest, but it has to go clockwise.
All right, okay.
Otherwise, it don't work for me. My brain...
I'm with you.
So, the aim of the game is... right then. What we'll do...
I've read these instructions.
So...
Mark's sucking like me.
I've read them. Right, have a minute. Now then, how do you do it?
Do you need me to read instructions?
I'm gonna read them again. I got it earlier, and we've been talking about that many different things. I forgot. So, starting player picks up a card and reads out the question. For example, what's my favourite pizza topping? The starting player writes down their answer, and the other players write down how they think the starting player would answer.
All right.
So you'll write down your answer, and everyone else will write down what they think you would write.
Right.
For the
answer. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
All the players keep the answers in. It's first to 7 points for who gets it right. We might not get any right. Okay. We'll just have a couple of goes in and just see how it goes.
Come on, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
love it.
What do
we have
again?
To do the writing bit, or can we not just answer the question?
Well, no, because if you answer the question, he'll know what you've put.
No, we'll do the writing bit.
Okay.
So, there's a piece of paper for
you. Yeah, I suppose only
he... You can write next time's on this day on that.
I suppose only he'd need... Only that person would need to write it, didn't they?
Right, Mark, so pick a card.
Can I have a pencil?
We'll do it slightly differently.
I've picked a card.
Yeah, do you want a pencil?
Yeah. Ace of spades. That's what it is.
Do you, and Rob, you get a pencil.
Spades.
Right, so... This is for Kirk.
So playing
for me.
Yeah. Right. So, Mark, you read the question.
So, I'm going to read the question. So, is this? This question's to Kirk.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, and then we've got to write down what we think.
Or is it your own question? What does it say?
You've just read instructions.
I know.
Well, I can read it out, but I don't want it to spoil. So it says, "What's the most unusual thing I've?" Ever eaten.
So it's you.
It's me. Right. So you're asking your own
the
question.
Most unusual thing you've ever eaten. Right, so now you write down what it is, and we have to write down what we think you've written.
All right.
So, Kurt, what have you written?
Well, I haven't been very specific. I've just gone with some sort of Filipino fish dish.
Okay. Right.
How have you managed to write that in that box?
I know.
Wow.
Because he's...
I've put sprouts.
Ooh. Okay, I like that as well.
I've put frog's legs.
Oh, well, none of you are right.
Oh.
Although I can say that one of them was going to be frog's legs.
Oh.
One of them, because it was one of three things. So frog's legs were one of them.
Yeah.
Oysters were going to be the second.
Yeah.
But what
snails.
I've
snails.
Snails.
Oh, right. Yeah. It was either frog's legs or snails.
So, yeah. I like where you were going with that. I mean, I can understand why Kurt put that, and I can understand why you put sprouts as well.
So, no points. Right. So...
what do you want? Do you want this card?
Pass it. No, pass the. Where's the cards?
Pass the remote. You,
in front of you. Have I got them? Oh, yeah.
People who's listening to this are going, what's going off there? It's utter chaos.
Pick a card, Kirk.
So, what did I dress up as the last time I wore a costume? You should all know this.
Yes. I've got my answer locked in.
I've got mine locked in.
You're locked in?
All locked in.
Yeah.
What are you on for, Rob?
Are we.
Old woman.
Oh.
You know, be a bit more specific.
Are we going stag do?
Mrs. Brown's.
Okay.
Yeah, I've gone for Mrs. Brown.
And that's why I've got Mrs. Brown's boys.
Correct, Mrs. Brown.
Yeah.
Agnes.
Agnes Brown, yeah.
That ran your stag do, weren't it?
It was.
So that's 1 point each. Did we all get a point for that? We do, don't we?
Well, I will lie, unless I get 10
no,
points.
But you do get a point for it, you don't.
Well, does he get a point for what? For reading the question out?
Red cards. If I had to give a spontaneous 30-minute presentation on any topic, what would it be?
Well, hang on. Well, first of all, spontaneous is not the right word to use with you, Rob.
If I had to give a spontaneous 30-minute presentation on any topic, what would it be?
Oh, well, this could be a couple of things.
Yeah, it could be a couple of things, this, couldn't it? I'm going to use the word spontaneous as because you don't do spontaneous stuff, so I'm going to... this is a wild... It's not a wild guess, but it's a... Go on. I'm locked in.
Mine's a bit boring one. I've just put video creation.
Well, I've gone for, like, acting. It's a bit of a...
I've gone for videography.
Well, you're both very close, and it would come under that. I've put the big toe.
Yeah.
But videography.
I'm having a point for that.
Yeah. Videography,
you see, I was thinking that... Yeah.
Okay, Mark...
Do the thing and I'll pick one. I don't know.
You do know our listeners have switched off by now. And there's no one. No one's listening to
us
now.
So, I'm.
Is it drinking? Is it beer?
I could have looked at the other side, but I'm not. What's the weirdest job I've ever had?
Oh my god. Weirdest.
It couldn't have come to a better person. That could it?
Weirdest. Well, I don't know all your jobs you've had.
Describe weird.
I know. I don't either.
Define it yourself, I suppose.
I'm going to go for that one. That bearing in mind, some of your jobs I've only just found out like last month.
I know which one I've gone for. Well, of course
I do.
Because
you've written it down, you Dumbo.
I know what I've got. I know what I've written on my card.
Do you know what I'm going with? I'm going. This is not a weird job, but this is weird for Mark that he did.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going with.
Okay.
So, what have you gone for, Rob?
No, it's Mark first.
Oh, sorry, Mark. What have you gone for?
I've gone for bingo calling.
Kirk?
I've gone for Building Morrison's.
And I've gone for Bingo Caller.
Yeah, and you two are right, Bingo Caller. I was trying to think if I've done anything a bit more weirder than
well,
that.
Well, the thing is,
and I probably have.
For me, it's more. For me, I would sense Mark being more weird on a building site, yeah. building a Morrison's, yeah. than stood on stage well, being Bingo Caller.
I weren't technically building Morrison's. I was fetching and carrying.
Time at the bar, please.
Good game, that. Good game.
Yeah, good game. Enjoyed that.
I think it's one for a Christmas Day night or something, isn't it?
Yeah, like absolutely.
A couple of drinks.
After
and
a few drinks.
Have a bit of a laugh. And Vicky, great question. Thank you for writing in. And anybody else who's, has written in or is thinking of writing in, we love it. So please keep them coming.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Shall we spin the wheel?
Let's spin it.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be? Oh, I'm just so excited.
Come on.
You're nearly there. The Wheel of
Features. So we've got nothing from last week. So we just
spin the wheel. We definitely got nothing from last week.
Are we sure?
We don't want anybody writing in going, you guys don't know what you're doing on your show.
No, we definitely haven't.
Okay.
Right, are you ready?
Spin the wheel then.
What is it?
Go on.
Yay! Yours, Kirk.
What is it? Plot puzzle.
Plot puzzle.
Hey!
5 words. 1 answer.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
You can't handle the truth.
I'll be back.
Morning, midnight.
Plot puzzle.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
So this is where I'm going to describe a film. Now, I normally do it in 5 words. I know that, but I'm going to do this one in 6.
All right, okay.
So, because it's my game and
name
I can.
Name that tune.
Yeah. So this
fried
is
fried green tomatoes at whistle stop. No.
I'll change your theme tune. 6 words. One answer.
Yeah. So, so this is obviously describing a film. You ready?
Yep. Can I just ask you something? Why are you doing it in 6?
Because I want to.
Because he wants to.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Billy Piper.
Get on with it.
So, heist goes wrong. Trust shattered violently. So heist goes wrong. Trust shattered violently.
Ah, I think I know
it. I don't think I've seen enough heist films.
I think I know it. Are you ready for me to give an answer?
Go
is
for it,
it? Ocean's 11?
Reservoir Dogs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's a good guess.
You've said what I would have guessed.
Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
I don't even know if it goes wrong or not. I've not even seen it. I'm just naming
I didn't
it.
Think of that. Yeah, that's a good idea as well, though. I'm going to stick with my answer.
Only
though.
You knows the answer, don't you, Kurt?
I know the answer. Are we letting the listeners have a guess?
I think they should have a guess. Yeah, right.
Yeah, cool. Let them have a guess.
So I'll see you next week then.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat@gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.